Hey, what is up, everybody? Tim Davis, Originator's Guide. We're just coming off the July 4th weekend, man. I hope you guys had an awesome weekend. Hope you got refreshed and recharged as July is off to another hot start in the mortgage industry. I mean, look at interest rates right now. The demand out there is still incredibly strong. Everybody that I'm talking with and coaching is seeing record months. Just had a loan officer close $25 million in 1 month. Another loan officer closed another $16, $17, $18 million, just unbelievable records, right? Here's the deal. That is putting strain on the system, right? It may be putting strain on your local processing and LOA help. It's definitely putting strain on your ops centers, your underwriters, processors, and people like that. How do you explain that to a real estate agent and come across, right, as someone who's educating the marketplace and looking out for their best interests? Well, I'll tell you right now, real estate agents are confused and they're uncertain about, like, how long does this process really take? I mean, they sat on the sidelines in a lot of cities for a couple of months before the game opened back up and they got back into it because a lot of cities were on a little bit more of a lockdown. And so they were sitting around, you know, working on their future pipeline. Now that future pipeline is popping and you get multiple offers and it seems super fast and super hectic to them. How do you explain that? Well, a couple ways, a couple suggestions for you to go out there and talk with your customers. Number one is you need to have meaningful, proactive, professional conversations with your real estate agents explaining the state of the mortgage industry using facts and data to back up what you're talking about, right? If you're a member of MBS Highway, show them the bond coupons and what's going on there, driving interest rates down. Look at Steve Harney's program over there, Keeping Current Matters. They've got a lot of great statistics over there that can help you share the information with your client, with your real estate partners. But you have to have meaningful conversations and understand this. Some of your agents are going to fact check you against your competition. They're going to fact check you with other agents in the office. That's okay. In fact, that's a really good thing because if you're delivering honest information about where the market stands and setting really good expectations on good turn times, and they go fact check you and find out you're right, you elevate your influence. So here's the bottom line. Get ahead of problems with your communication. Go ahead to this week, make it a point to talk to all your real estate partners and even get introduced to some of their real estate partners and talk about expectations in the current market with low interest rates and high demand. Expect to get fact checked, and that's okay because when they do, they'll find out you gave them the right information and your influence will elevate in their mind. That's your game plan to start off this after July 4th week. It's a great opportunity out there for you to really go out there, expand your network, grow your influence, take charge, take initiative, go get it done. Keep listening to the podcast. We'll keep sharing great mortgage tips to help you grow your business. Y'all have a great day and I'll talk to you real soon. See you. Bye.